With all the time you spend on your phones, are you sure they're as safe as they could be? How confident are you that the information you share digitally while on the go is protected? WDEL's DJ McEnany has more in this week's Tech Watch.
Christmas is coming and we also spend a lot of time on our phones. If you get money this holiday season and are looking to upgrade some of your apps or are looking to download something you've had your eye on, or maybe you're looking to get a new phone, I've got a word of caution for you. Jeff Schwartz, VP of North American Engineering at Checkpoint Software, says there are a lot of ways this company has been working to minimize how your phone can be compromised by people looking to steal your information. But it's an uphill battle.
We've done significant work in the research of vulnerabilities, both in mobile computing and other IoT devices, but specifically as it relates to mobile computing, there's been significant increases in the identified vulnerabilities of these devices because we consider it a very large surface area of exposure that many users and enterprises have insufficient security on mobile devices, so we consider it a particular area of exposure, and as a result of that exposure, we want to elevate awareness, and we've increased the resources associated with the research in this area, one, to highlight the gaps and propose solutions to those gaps, but secondly, because these are very real exposures. They're not just phones that are in people's pockets. It's very thorough and full-featured computers. And with that level of function, there's a significant volume of both vulnerabilities and exposures that are associated with that that I think the general populace is unaware of.
Lots of phones have vulnerabilities. From the apps to the hardware themselves, there are all kinds of ways a mobile device can be compromised.
Much of our research has identified vulnerabilities in Android devices, but certainly it's not an Android-exclusive exposure. In a very general way, there's vulnerabilities that exist both in iOS and Android, and not just in the operating systems, but also in the underlying hardware. Over 50% of the vulnerabilities that have been identified in Qualcomm Snapdragon chipsets, for example, are considered severe by Common Vulnerability Scoring System, which is kind of an industry standardized metric to evaluate the severity of any particular vulnerability on an individual basis. But 50% of those vulnerabilities that have been discovered have been of very high severity. And that distills down to not just the operating system. The operating system is also bound to the hardware. So in the case of these Qualcomm exposures, it's specific to Android. But certain manufacturers have been able to lock down those and mitigate those vulnerabilities, and some vendors have not, but the reality is that it's a combination of the hardware that's vulnerable as well as the operating system, and then, of course, the apps that are laid on top of that can provide additional exposure as well.
Some of the names that pop up as apps that could cause your data to be compromised are surprising.
In terms of the specific research associated with what we've done with WhatsApp, what we found is that malware was able to copy messages and masquerade responses within WhatsApp. So we were able to artificially communicate in an active WhatsApp conversation, and there were similar exposures that we identified in Facebook as well.
Once it's identified, companies focus on remedying that tainted technology.
Every manufacturer or software publisher has their own handling process around security advisories and information disclosure issues. And some vendors have been very, very responsive, and some they provide less acknowledgement of the issues. But in general, as we've conducted very extensive research in these areas, in general, the software manufacturers that we work with have been very receptive to the vulnerabilities that we identify and being able to mitigate them and respond, or in the case of the Google Play Store, take those apps offline.
But the problem is pervasive.
Download one, not from an authorized source like the App Store or Google Play Store. But in addition to that, the vetting process that those ecosystems provide is not exceedingly thorough, that they want to encourage people to publish more diverse apps and use their tools. One, because both Google and Apple monetize their app distribution. But two, because they want to increase the number of apps. They're not looking to decrease it, and they don't want to discourage publishers from distributing via their platform. So the incentives on the ecosystem side are light in terms of providing very thorough enforcement or security controls. So that's why it falls on the security community to identify the exposures here that are created and the research that the security community provides to vet these apps in a thorough way.
He said companies looking to protect consumers usually focus their efforts on the apps they suspect reach and could compromise the most people.
They're certainly vested in supporting those efforts to take down malicious or potentially malicious apps. But the burden of proof falls on the security researcher to really demonstrate that there's malicious intent with the app's behavior. And with the volume of apps that are published and the diversity of research that's required to identify vulnerabilities in these apps, it's a very difficult task to be very thorough in coverage here. But that's why at Checkpoint, we focus on the apps that have the largest distribution, so we could kind of pick off the apps that may be most suspect based on just the volume of distribution and the volume of install base that they're leveraging.
How can you tell which apps are safe to download?
It's sometimes very, very difficult to identify a benign app from a malicious app. In many cases, there may be no indication that it's recording your phone calls or voice memos, that it's replaying your texts, that it's intercepting your username and password credentials, or even tokenized authentication that you may be providing to previously authenticated apps. So from an end-user perspective, it's sometimes very, very difficult. And again, the difference between the free version of Minecraft and the $5.99 version of Minecraft that you may download to your phone, it may look very, very similar. And from an end-user perspective, the publisher being Microsoft versus an unknown third party may seem like a trivial detail, and as a result, we download the free version of Minecraft for our phones, and we save $5.99, which is, I guess, a compelling driver for some individuals. But the reality is the consequences could be very, very severe, and it's sometimes very, very difficult to identify. But what we can do, one, as an end-user community, is have increased awareness and invest in solutions that, one, provide preventative controls against these types of things, and that's one of the tool sets that we offer at Checkpoint. But beyond that, avoid downloading apps from third-party resources and third-party publishers, that if you don't recognize the name of the publisher, there's a reasonable chance that it's either harvesting information or it's participating in an adware campaign or some perhaps more nebulous activities.
Schwartz says there's one main thing he'd like to drive home to anyone using a mobile device. So, all of us.
The one thing that I would focus on and highlight is that there is a huge gap that, from a security perspective, most consumers and enterprises, for that matter, have not properly secured mobile infrastructure. And given the level of access that these personal compute devices have, there needs to be, one, greater awareness around the vulnerabilities that exist on these very powerful devices that are in our pockets. But secondly, and as a related artifact of that, is that there needs to be better security controls, that organizations and consumers need to embrace the need for true security on their mobile devices, given the sensitivity of information that lives on them, given the access that they have, and how important they are from a consumption perspective.
With TechWatch, I'm DJ McEnany for WDEL, Delaware News Radio.
DJ, thanks very much. You're listening to Del Aware News and Issues for the First Day.